Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is another edition of Phillies Today's. Yet again, like so many times this season, I come to you after another horrendous Phillies loss as the Phillies lose 10-6. Last night to the Mets in a super long game that, of course, the bullpen blew yet again. Another what keeps happening. Another what we've seen from this team all year. Just depressing. It's depressing. This is a depressing team to watch right now. They're 24-25 now in the season. Lose, again, 2 of 3 to the Mets after losing 5-7 to the Marlins. Lose 2 of 3 of the Mets, including should have won all three, as obviously we talked yesterday about the gut punch loss from the night before when you had Jacob DeGrom beat. And what else is new? The bullpen blows it. And then last night, up 6-3. Again. We'll go through the whole game. It's just... I don't know what more there is to say at this point. You know, the Phillies bullpen has a 7.17 ERA on the season. I mean, that is astoundingly bad. Historically bad. It will finish as the second worst ERA in the history of baseball for a bullpen after the 1930 Phillies, of course. I guess it's our thing to have a historically bad bullpen, but it is that. And it is a historically bad bullpen that started the season as a historically bad bullpen, and then they went out and traded for guys to add to the historically bad bullpen to make it a better bullpen, and it is still a historically bad bullpen, as we saw last night. One of the guys they traded for, Brandon Workman, freaking sucks. He just sucks. That guy can't get outs. And he keeps getting put in these high-leverage situations, and he keeps not getting outs. Just a disastrous trade. I mean, it's rare that you can say you lost a trade within 20 games or whatever of it happening. They lost that trade by a mile. Jeez. What a bummer this season has turned into after, you know, moments. Real moments. You know, it felt like for a while there that this was a real team, you know, that for the first time in a few years, we had a squad, you know, a team that you could go to battle with. And we don't. It turns out we don't. We don't have that. And this bullpen is the reason. This team just cannot rise above that bullpen. It's too bad. The bullpen is too bad to be lifted up by a great offense or even a nice starting pitching staff, which is, you know, is a bit of a stretch. It just sucks. It sucked the fun, the excitement out of the season. It really has. I mean, this is a bad product to watch. I mean, you can't watch a game without waiting for the bullpen to blow it. I mean, how much fun is that? Every night is a clench your teeth and wait. And eventually, you know, guess what? You're going to get screwed at the end of the night. You know, that's what it feels like every single night with this team. Every night. it's getting tough, you know? And look, they are threatening to not make the playoffs. I mean, they are right now the eighth seed, so they have the royal honor of getting blitzed by the Dodgers in the first round. But they're on the verge of falling out completely, which seemed unfathomable recently. I mean, they were like a 90% chance to make the playoffs recently. I mean, it's crazy how much this team has cratered. And they're awful. Yeah, they deserve to lose all that ground. I mean, they're a bad team right now. And the bullpen is the biggest culprit of it. But look, Harper gets going last night. That was nice to see. But he's been awful for a long stretch of baseball now. The Rhys Hoskins injury is a crusher. It is tough to come back from. Jake Arrieta, Spencer Howard, Gene Segura gets hurt last night. We'll see if we see him. Oh, great news. Four games against the Blue Jays this weekend, including two today. And JT Romito won't play this weekend. I mean, it's just bad. Everything's going bad for this Phillies team. That's where we're at. Everything is turning bad. And they're hurtling towards an epic collapse right now. I mean, again, they still are a playoff team today, but by the thinnest of margins. And everything just feels like it's lining up for another disastrous September collapse. That's what we've come to know here in Philadelphia, and that's what it feels like is happening. And look, can they right the ship? Yes. Is there still enough talent, even with the injuries on this team, to at least go 500 and make the playoffs? Sure. It is not a high bar we're setting here. And again, this bullpen is so bad that you can't even guarantee that. Again, look, it's just a nightly thing. You can't count on them any night, ever. No nights, zero nights. Like once in a while, they'll get lucky and get some outs for a night. Once in a while, Nola or Wheeler will go seven or eight and you can get by. But I mean, come on. You got no chance. It's tough. It's been a tough turn of events for a team that felt like it had some momentum going. You know, some real momentum. And again, some talent across the board. Minus one specific area of the game. But the lack of talent there was so profound that it dragged everyone around it down with it. It's just tough. Let's look at last night's game, and then we'll get back into kind of looking where they stand and looking ahead to the big weekend of baseball. And, you know, again, the Phillies still a playoff team. But so last night, in depressing fashion that we have talked about, the Phillies get out. Actually, it started off rough as, you know, you're starting to be like, oh, God, Aaron Nola, we needed you tonight. Nola comes out, gives up three in the first, and you're like, oh, goodness, not great. What's happening? Luckily, in the bottom of the first, the bats got it going. Bryce Harper, homer to center. Nice to see. Apparently had a amazing batting practice for the game that was the talk of the town, so to speak, and it carried over into the game. Then, next batter, Alec Bohm, another opposite field home run. His opposite field power is so impressive. You know, again, I know I've said this before, but my silver lining of the season is Alec Bohm is so good. He is such a good hitter. That is at least something that there is some positivity about. But they weren't done. Didi Gregorius steps up next. Boom! Another homer. Back to back to back. Could have been a fun win if they hadn't sucked at the bullpen. So now it's 3-3. Then they keep pouring it on. They had another on an Adam Haseley single. 4-3. And Haseley's been really good. That kid's been hitting. It's been nice to see. Then the second inning. Bryce Harper steps to the plate for the second straight inning. And what does he do for the second straight inning? Boom! Another solo shot. This one of the furthest, hardest hit balls I've ever seen at Citizens Bank Park. Harper rocketed this. It hit the third deck. As many people pointed out on Twitter, it felt Bonzian. It was a Barry Bonds kind of home run. It was a mammoth shot. Highlight of the night, it would turn out to be for sure. But one of the real hot home run highlights of the season, in my opinion, just a massive, massive tank shot. Again, hitting the facade of the third deck and right. Just unbelievable. They go up 5-3 there. They add another on a Gene Segura single, 6-3. And Nola settles in. And you're like, okay, okay, let's go, Aaron. Let's go. Nola gets into the sixth and then runs into some trouble, gives up a home run to Pete Alonso, gets one out, and then gives up a home run to Pete Alonso where, you know, I mean, just credit to Pete Alonso. I don't know. It was a low pitch, like a breaking ball that broke low, and Alonso just kind of went down and golfed it out of the ballpark. 6-4, and then the wheels came off there as Nola leaves and allows a base runner there. Blake Parker allows that base runner to score. It is now 6-6, and yet again, the bullpen has given us another blown opportunity. Scoreless until the ninth. Tommy Hunter comes in, saves the day, pitched really well. David Phelps, a clean inning. Who'd have thunk it? One inning, three strikeouts. Looked great. But then, the top of the ninth, and Brandon Workman strikes again. Workman comes in, but seemingly immediately gives up a solo shot to Brandon Nimmo at 7-6, and you're already dreading it. He ends up giving up two more runs. Garrett Clevenger would come in and give up another one of those inherited by Workman, as he gave up a Cano home run. And it's 10-6, and that's how it ended. And again, like, I'm out of words to talk about this. It is hard to believe that one team in the span of 49 games could have this many horrendous, disastrous, gut punch, soul crushing losses. I find it hard to believe. And again, we've done it before. We could do it again. We could rattle them all off. It's crazy. The Gene Segura running across the mound game, the 7-0 game in Toronto, the game in Atlanta right after that, the last two games against the Mets, the game against the Marlins, the 6-5 walk-off one. I mean, just one after another after another after another after another. We've had so many disastrous losses this season. And the bullpen is just front and center. Again, a 7-1-7 ERA for the bullpen. I mean, that's eye-popping. It almost feels like by accident you can't be that bad with major league pitchers. And granted, as we know, a lot of non-major league pitchers, they've rolled out there. Non-major league capable pitchers, I should say. It's you know, what else can you say? They suck. It's going to submarine the season. It has submarine the season. It is what it is. I mean, there's nothing else we could say. You just hope that at the end of the season there will be repercussions, and that, you know, there will be, an attempt to fix things, because this is bad. And it is a bummer. Again, over and over again I say this, but considering where we were just a couple weeks ago, you know, 10 of 11, the two back-to-back five-game winning streaks with the one loss in between, riding high, a momentum that we felt here in Philly about the Phillies that we hadn't felt in a long time. And it was really exciting. And it was missed. And then for it to just so quickly go away and be yanked away is depressing as a Phillies fan. And again, this, you know, the bullpen's the culprit. I mean, look, there have been other issues. I mean, the injuries right now are a massive issue. I mean, having that Vincent Velasquez pitch. Today we have a doubleheader with Vinny Velasquez in a bullpen game. Oh, excuse me. We have Zach Eflin in a bullpen game. And then we have Velasquez in a bullpen game coming up. I mean, we got all this. Who knows who's going to pitch? It's a flawed team. And they are beat up. And look, Joe Girardi's going through a slump too. Joe Girardi's had a bad week. I mean, I thought pulling Wheeler two nights ago was a mistake. We talked about that. I thought that was a definitive mistake. And then I thought last night going to Workman instead of Jojo Romero was a horrible mistake. Just an awful mistake considering the lefties the Mets had coming up. It made absolutely no sense, especially considering the fact that Jojo Romero has been, without a doubt, the best reliever on this team. Far and away, the best reliever on this team. By light years, the best reliever on this team. It made no sense. Like, maybe he was unavailable. I know he pitched the night before, but I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know how you go to Brandon Workman again in that spot. How does Brandon Workman keep pitching in close games? In high leverage situations? How? How is that happening? This guy hasn't gotten out since he's gotten here. He has been a train wreck since the moment he stepped into a Phillies uniform. It's, how could you possibly trust him in these situations again and again and again and again? I mean, tie game ninth inning. Yeah, let's go to Brandon Workman. That guy will get that, get us some outs. No, what are you doing? Again, like, I sympathize with Joe Girardi because, let's be real, he's got nothing. His guys aren't getting outs for him, and that sucks, and that's not his fault. That is above him. You know, the people who assembled this bullpen are at fault for that. But he's definitely made some decisions that are questionable. And look, I know that he doesn't have anyone really to go to other than JoJo, you know, who's been good. But Brandon Workman ain't it. Brandon Workman is just not it. And again, you know, I'm talking on both sides of my mouth because I do find it hard to, even as it comes out of my mouth, while I do, again, maybe JoJo wasn't available and that's the only explanation I can accept that one specific spot. But in general, like, I get it, man. What's Girardi supposed to do? All he can do is put out these guys who he's got and hope they get outs, and none of them are getting outs for him. I get it. It's tough. I mean, you can't count on anybody. There's nobody you can count on. Nobody. It's just getting really frustrating. You know, it sucked a lot of the fun out of the season. It sucked all the life out of the season. Just every game knowing that you know, the hammer's going to drop, that this bullpen is ultimately going to undo any hope and positivity and goodness that we have. And again, the amount of times it's happened is just absolutely astounding. And look, last night was a big one. The Phillies had a chance to gain a game on the Marlins. They could have been only a half game back. Instead, they still sit a game and a half back. The Phillies at 24-25. The Marlins at 25-23. The Braves, you know, easily atop the division at 29-21. There are 11 games left now for the Phillies. They are 1.5 games up on the Mets. 1.5. The Cubs lead the Central. The Dodgers lead the West. The Padres obviously are way in. But the Giants, now 25-24. So they are ahead of the Phillies, leapfrog the Phillies. They are now the 7th seed. The Phillies are the 8th seed. But just barely, because the St. Louis Cardinals are 22-24. That means they are a half game worse than the Phillies. The Milwaukee Brewers are 23-26. That means that they're a game worse than the Phillies. So there are two teams within one game of the Phillies, and the Mets are 1.5. So we have three teams right now that are within 1.5 games of the Phillies for that last wild card spot. That's where the Phillies have gotten themselves into. I mean, those are very easily bridged gaps there. I mean, that is not a fortified lead, as it were. Especially because the Cardinals, I don't know if they're going to try and get in every game, but they have obviously played less games, but with some doubleheaders could make up some games. They're actually one game up on the Phillies in the loss column. You know, they only have 24 losses, so it's a bit of an advantage. They can, you know, if they can win some games, that could be big. Now, you know, you do have a bit of a help in the fact that, you know, the Brewers and the Cardinals still have to play each other. So that helps a little bit. That kind of knocks out one of those two teams. They still have a fair amount of games left against each other. So that's a pretty big deal. So I only count one of those. But, you know, still one of those is enough. The Brewers and the Reds play each other as well. But it's just not great. It's not great that we're sitting here talking about this Phillies team being on the verge of blowing this season. Again, we talked like a week and a half ago, and they were like an 89 or a 90% chance to make the playoffs. And again, that's why these are chance to make the playoffs and not a lock-in thing. But it is pretty amazing that in such a short period of time, this Phillies team has gone from that to a team that is legitimately on the edge of blowing it. They're under 500. We're 49 games into this season, and the Phillies are under 500. I mean, come on. Come on. It's just such a massive disappointment. They're such a massive disappointment right now. And I know I'm being a bummer and all that, but I just got to be real. I got to say what I feel. And what I feel is that this team is really kind of frittered away their chance this year, that this team had a chance to, you know, have some fun, make it interesting, you know, be pesky in the playoffs, whatever, and they don't anymore. They're, again, I think it's far more likely they don't make the playoffs than make noise in the playoffs, you know, and that sucks. That's a turn in a short period of time, and between injuries and disastrous games and bullpen continued horrendous, that, you know, we went from potentially having a fun end of the season to you almost just ready for it to be over. It's like, let it end at this point. Mercifully, potentially. I mean, come on. It's just, you know, you have no chance going into the playoffs. If they can find a way to hang on to that 8 seed or get the 7 seed or whatever. I mean, even if that happens, you just have zero faith in this team's ability to do anything in the playoffs. Why would you have faith? I mean, with this bullpen, how could you possibly have any faith in this team? It would be foolish, right? I mean, it would legitimately be foolish to have any faith in this team right now. And it sucks, but it's the reality of the situation. This team does not deserve faith. They do not deserve belief. They are not good enough. They will break your heart if you believe in them. God, it really is. I will never forget the pain of having a historically bad bullpen. It really, again, I know I've said it, but it sucked the life out of the season. It sucked it out of it. That one thing, that one aspect of baseball being as bad as it was, as is, has completely and totally submarined the season all by itself. It's gutted it all by itself. It's hard to believe, right? I mean, it's hard to believe that you could have a bullpen that bad that it absolutely gave you no chance, that it absolutely ended your season. I mean, it's tough, especially when, you know, and I know, again, there's another thing we've talked about before, but it's something that still bothers me, and it still should bother you, as you look around baseball and you see whether it's the Rays or the Indians or the Marlins, for Pete's sake. I mean, you see all these teams that are operating at such a lower budget, a lower level of resources and all that, who are able to just find bullpen pitchers, find these guys who come in and get outs and games for them. How is this possible? How is it so hard for the Phillies to do this thing that it seems like there are so many teams who have way less money and way less resources are able to do it on a consistent basis? How is that possible? Explain that to me. Give me an explanation for why other teams can do it and the Phillies can't consistently. And again, I mean, they've come into the season with a all-time bad bullpen, and it has only stayed that way after adding guys to it. It's something, man. It's something. It's definitely what I'll remember about the 2020 season. The year the bullpen ruined it. You know, that's the line for me this season. The year the bullpen ruined it. All right, looking ahead to the weekend, like I said, 4 games over 3 days. We have a doubleheader today. Zach Eflin and Robbie Ray in the first one, a bullpen game in the second, so against Ross Stripling, so they will not win that one. So you hope Eflin takes the first. As we know, the Phillies' record in doubleheaders has been abysmal this year. As you know, we all thought the 7-inning games would help them with less bullpen potentially, but it turns out it hasn't. Especially when you have to do an entire game of bullpen guys, that certainly doesn't help. But we'll see Velasquez tomorrow going against Ryu. That's another pitching matchup for Toronto, and then no one scheduled for Sunday yet, so it could be another bullpen game. We could have 2 bullpen games in 3 days. Give it to me. Yes. Yes. Who doesn't want that? God. It's going to be a fun weekend. And I don't really mean that. Well, look, either way, We'll be back to talk about it on Monday. Hopefully the Phillies have not tanked their postseason shots anymore. Hopefully they can find a way to win a couple against Toronto. We'll see. Either way, like I said, we'll be back to talk about it on Monday. So until then, everyone, have a wonderful, safe, happy, healthy weekend. And thank you for listening to another edition of Phillies Today right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.